Hello, this is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. Grateful to have you with us for the Drivecast. This week, we concluded our series that we're calling Tightrope, where we're really talking about the big theological tension between the sovereignty and all power of God, and yet our responsibility. This we understand in the book of Esther is that, you know, God is working out all these things, these circumstances to bring about the salvation of the Jews through this young girl, Esther, who's become queen of Persia. And, you know, all of these incredible things are happening, and yet she has this responsibility. And we see in the story of how, you know, Haman is this antagonist who hates Mordecai because Mordecai won't bow to him. Mordecai is the man who's raised his younger cousin, Esther, who's been orphaned. She was told not to reveal her identity to the king. And, you know, the king has signed off on Haman's plot basically to kill all the Jews, which would include Esther. All this is happening. And Mordecai goes to Esther and says, hey, look, you've got to do something. You've got to go in and talk to the king and try to plead for us. And, you know, Esther, of course, is at first like, I can't do that. I could be killed. And, you know, and Mordecai had to remind her, look, maybe it was for just such a time as this that you need to go, that God has put you here in this position. And now it's time to respond with responsibility, right? This is kind of what happens. And she, you know, they fast for 3 days and she says, if I perish, I perish. And we see kind of as the story concludes that she goes to the king and, you know, everything works out in the end that the king sees through Haman. But I want to focus on just kind of a minor point to look at and really kind of show you how it opposes the other side of the story, all right? So think about Haman. Here's this guy who is, you know, he's not a person who fears God. He is literally a guy who's just trying to make his life the best he wants it, right? And he's rising up the ranks as now he's the prime minister of Persia, and he is doing life his way. He's got a big family. He's got power. He's got prestige, and he just wants everyone to bow to him. I mean, he's just full of himself, right? And he so hates Mordecai because Mordecai doesn't live his life, you know, as if Haman is this great guy. And he decides to build a gallows, basically, think of it as like a giant impaling pole that you would be dropped on and killed, and so that he can kill Mordecai. And he's getting ready to go in to ask the king, hey, is it okay if I go ahead and kill Mordecai? But that night, it just so happens that the king can't sleep. And he wakes up and he asks his attendants to read him the chronicles of the kingdom. And they just happen to be at the spot where it talks about how Mordecai had uncovered a plot to assassinate King Xerxes. So the king is like, hey, what should we do to honor the man who, you know, the king wants to honor? Haman had just walked in. He's getting ready to tell the king, hey, let's kill Mordecai. And here's what happens. Haman comes in. And this is in chapter 6, verse 6. And the king said to him, what should be done to the man whom the king delights to honor? And Haman said to himself, well, whom would the king delight to honor more than me? This guy is so focused on himself. He's so self-absorbed and narcissistic that as soon as the king says he wants to honor someone, Haman assumes it's him. Now, he had no idea that the king had just read about Mordecai and remembered Mordecai and wanted to honor Mordecai. And so that's exactly what happens. He tells Haman, hey, you should go ahead and, you know, we're going to parade, you know, Mordecai around. You're going to lead him around the city dressed in the royal robes on the royal horse and, you know, basically draw attention to Mordecai as the person that the king really wants to honor. It's really kind of a crazy story, but I want to show you the difference between Esther and Haman. Not the obvious, but when it comes to pride and humility, it's pride that keeps you from understanding what it is that God actually wants to do in your life, and it's humility where God will work through your life. Esther, even though she's the queen, could have simply, you know, used her position for her own benefit. Instead, she in humility decides to fast and respond to what God was doing and plead on behalf of her people. And it's pride, Haman, that literally is a downfall. And you might think to yourself, well, I'm not like Haman, you know, and I want to be like Esther. But you need to understand that pride, like Haman, it's hard for us to identify with, but pride is anytime we think that we know best, or we think that we're more important, or we put our needs in front of other people, or even when we reject things that God might want us to do. And, you know, there might be something God wants you to do in your life. And you're like, man, I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I could pull that off. I don't know if I'm strong enough. I don't know if I'm smart enough. I don't know if I can speak well enough. As soon as we put that I statement in there, it's really pride because we're not considering what God might do. You know, if God wanted you to make an impact in your community on behalf of his name, and your first thought is, I don't know if I could do that. I don't know how I would do that. I need you to consider what is it that God might do? Not what your capabilities are, but what are God's? That is kind of these extreme positions of Haman, who doesn't want to hear from God, and Esther, who has humility. God, I pray that you would help our hearts to be more like Esther and have humility, knowing that we have to be completely dependent on you for you to do anything through our lives of any significance. God, help us to have that heart to not think of ourselves first, but to think of you first always. God, help us to have that kind of mentality, build in us that humility. God, I pray that when we have pride, you would call it out in us and help us to repent of it. And we ask that in your son's name, amen. Just take a second before you finish off today and just talk to the Lord about what he might be telling you to do and submit yourself to him. Till next time, God bless.